Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm sorry that a song is not playing, but I'm sorry. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk, Gail's Blues Joint. Sorry a song isn't playing, but Blog Talk Radio switched things up, did this, did that, and I thought I had put a song on, but obviously I didn't know what I was doing. But in any event, how's everybody Sunday? Hope everybody's having a beautiful Sunday. It was beautiful out today. I went up to the market in Baltimore, and last night I went to the U Street Jam. They have been doing this for 4 years, and this is the first year that I actually got to go because I kept putting it off, missing it. But I said, I'm going to go this year. And I did, and I had a wonderful time. Me and my daughter went, and we got there, met in person my favorite radio personalities, Scooter Magruder, Zydeco Cowboy Texas Fred, Andrea Bray, and Billy Boom Boom Ankins. There were so many people there. It was just a beautiful crowd of people. They had dance contests, hand dance, if you're into hand dancing, that's what it was all about. Music was beautiful. I mean, everything was just beautiful. I have a few pictures. I didn't have my camera, but I did, you know, take a few pictures with my phone, and my daughter-in-law took some pictures as well. So when I get them together, I'm going to be posting them on Facebook and, you know, just keep you guys up to what was going on with me last night. And today, you know, we're going to do our thing. I'm going to be on here for 45 minutes, hopefully. And last week I had promised that I had this song that is 15 minutes long. And I truly like the song myself, and I hope when you guys hear it, you'll like it too. You know, but I know that we may not like the same things, but, you know, you might like this song because just listen to the words. That's what I always tell everybody. Listen to the words of a song, and then the melody goes along with it. But I listen to the words of the song, and that's what basically gets me in songs. And the melody can sound pretty good or whatever, but the words are what really make a song to me. So I'm going to play this song, and it's 15 minutes. I promised to play it last week, but we ran out of time, and I am going to be on for 45 minutes today because tomorrow is a holiday. How about that? You guys are going to be home doing whatever that you do on your holidays off or your days off. And, you know, hope you enjoy that as well. With that being said, we're going to get right into the music because those 45 minutes will go by just as fast as 30.
How y'all doing out there?
Right.
I said, how y'all doing?
All right
then. Yeah. Can I tell you a little bit about myself? My name is Karen Carroll. And I like to sing the blues. And I got a husband. I've been married 20 years to the same man. Mm-hmm. Ain't that good? Ain't that good?
Yeah.
All right then. I know some folks can keep a man 20 minutes, honey. I got one problem though with my man, see. I mean, when I met him, I was a young spring chicken. Skinny, teeny weeny thing. Big brown eyes and big, well, you know. Young spring chicken hadn't had enough of nothing. And good looking? Well, I'm still good looking. And I still ain't had enough of nothing. That's because he ain't give me none in 6 years. I ain't had none. About to drive me crazy. Our anniversary was coming up, so I figured I could fix that, you know. 20 years, I ain't had none for six. I got to do something quick, right? Well, now I know that I can't do nothing with Jenny Craig in 2 days, huh? So I figured there wasn't nothing for me to do but go to the lingerie shop and get me a naked J.
A what?
A naked J. Y'all know what a naked J is? One of them see-through things you put on when you got it on, you're still making it a J-Bug. Like a J. You got it. So I thought I'd go down to see Mr. Frederick of Hollywood. Y'all know my Frederick of Hollywood. All right, then. You know, he's before Victoria's Secret. And when you wear Mr. Frederick from Hollywood, Miss Victoria ain't got no secrets. Huh? I mean, he believe in letting it all hang out. Let me see what I got. Okay. So I went to see him. I said, Mr. Frederick? He said, yes. What can I do for you? I said, baby, I need me a naked J. Well, he knows. He knew exactly what I was talking about. He said, baby, I can't do nothing for you. I said, what? He said, we don't have nothing in your size. I said, I'll tell you what you do. I want you to go get three of the biggest ones you got in the store, the same color. Bring them to me, and I'll sew up my own thing. I'm good for that. I can really sew, you know? Well, he got tired of fooling with me, so he went back there to the storage room. Found me one of them satin sheets with the lace around it in my favorite color, red and black. Yeah. And I took it home. And I made me one of my own things, yeah. My own creation. Had them zips and pockets and flaps and slits and everything, you know, where you just want to go hunt and see what's behind that pocket. Oh, yeah. I sold it up so good I wanted to go looking for my own, sir. Then I got in the butt, in the tub, honey. Took me a bubble bath and I got ready. I sent out to the liquor store. You know they got them liquor stores now, but they make delivery. I made that special phone call. I said, listen, I want y'all to send me my man's favorite drink. You know what that is? Ripple. He love Ripple, honey. Yeah, child. Y'all don't know what that man drank Ripple. He gets crazy. I bought two fills. And then I took out his favorite cut of meat. He loved pork chops. Mm-hmm. And I put them on marinade right by the microwave along with the hot baby oil. Yes. I wasn't planning on going nowhere. I was going to have me some fun here. Yeah. And then I got the baby powder and I sprinkled it all over the mattress and put them satin sheets on the bed so we can slide all over. And I sat back and I waited for my man to come home. And do you know what? When he didn't show up around 1 o'clock, I got kind of mad. So I started drinking. I drank up both fists of that Ripple, honey. I was drunk. If he had come in then, I'd have told him up. I bet he didn't come in then, neither. So you know how it is when you've been drinking. You get hungry. I ate up all them pork chops, all four of them. I didn't save him the bone. I gave that to the dog. I was just that mad. And you know how it is when you've been drinking and you eat something, you get sleepy. Uh-huh. I know I do. I went to sleep. And I was dreaming. I was dreaming somebody was cutting some wood. It looked like to me, somehow or another, I got cut because my arm felt like it was bleeding or something. It wasn't no pain, just some warm fluid running down my arm. And the wood kept getting louder, the saw sound kept getting louder. It was in my ear. And I woke up to see who that was cutting that wood, why my arm was bleeding. And I looked over there and I said, the devil or somebody was laying in the bed. The man was so ugly he scared me to death. Child, it was my husband. You know how it is. You know when you wake up or when you still sleep and the hair standing all over your head, got that old sleep in your eye. Well, his mouth was open and he was slobbing on my arm, and that's where the wood, the saw sound, he was snoring in my ear. And the blood was his slob under my arm. Made me wonder what the hell I've been with this man for 20 years for. That's when I got to thinking. Anniversary, nothing. This the last one. You know what I did, lady? I got up and I called a locksmith. I knew exactly what time he was leaving to go to work. So I told him, I said, Mr. Locksmith man, I want you to come to my house at 8 o'clock and bring all your tools and a 15 lock because I'm going to change every one. When he got up in the morning, I said, good morning, baby.
Good morning.
I said, baby, yesterday was our anniversary and...
I don't want to hear it.
I said, but baby...
I don't want to hear it.
You know how the men get when they know they done something wrong and they don't want to hear nothing about it? I shut my mouth, honey. And I let him go on about his business. And that's when I went to cooking, honey. I cooked me some mustard and turnip greens with some of that smoked meat in it. Sure enough, some macaroni and cheese. Baked chicken with the stuffing. Not the stuffing, honey, the real thing with the cornbread. Yeah. And some candied sweet potatoes. And what made it so bad, I made some hot water cornbread. Uh-huh. Because he loved all of that. And I made sure that the windows was open so the smell could run up and down the street. Around 5:30, I heard that key turn in that lock. He couldn't get it open. He was saying, what's going on here? Child, I had even changed the lock to the screen door. He couldn't get in there. No kind of way. And he started beating on the door. I know he was smelling that food. And I was just cracking up because I had no intentions of opening my door to him no more. And the radio was playing. I had it on one of them old blues stations, you know, to play the good blues, the old blues. And they was playing some Mr. B.B. King. And I put the radio in the window so he could hear every word Mr. B.B. King was singing. He was singing my favorite song. You know, I had to turn it real, real loud because he was saying something like this here. I've been down, honey, baby. Ever since the day that we met, yeah. I've been down, honey, baby. Since the day that we met, oh yeah, yeah. You know your love gives me nothing but the blues, baby. Hot blues, baby, hot blues. Can you give? Say I'm evil when I'm with you, baby. Oh, and you say I'm jealous when we're apart, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Say I'm evil when I'm with you, baby, yeah. And you say that I'm jealous. Oh, you say that I'm jealous when we're apart, yeah. Oh, blue can you get now, baby? Oh, blue can you get now, baby, yeah. You know the answer. The answer's right here. Thank you.
baby, I got to have me a Cadillac.
I bought you a $10 dinner.
He said, thanks for that snack.
I let you live in my penthouse. And you called it a shirt. I gave you 7 good-looking children. And you go.
you. I think we're going to slow this down.
Every time that feeling dies. now treat me like a prisoner, cause my hands are tied. Can't you see what you're doing to me, lover? often think of you, my sweet daddy, each night and day. Oh, but someday, my sweet daddy, you won't be no trouble. You won't worry my life anymore. You're spending my money, chasing every woman in town. Listen, man, if you know you didn't want my loving, why in the hell didn't you stop and put my dollars down? You know that's the one thing, that's the one thing, the main thing, baby. You didn't want me no more, but I know that's a lie, cause every time I turn my back, you're trying to sneak back into my back door. And I'm telling you, I'm warning you, if you don't stop all that job and stop trying to be so high class, in your room.
Well, I hope you guys can still hear me, but Blog Talk is having some issues here. It's showing up in my studio that I have no time left, and I don't understand that, but I truly hope you guys can still hear me. If not, I won't know until the show is over, because like I said, there's some issues with Blog Talk. Anyway, I'm going to run down those songs that you guys just heard. The last song was Katie Webster, Pussy Moan. Before that, Cliff Sheets, Got the Blues So Bad, and he really had them bad. Before that, Sheena Eckhart, Cold, Cold Feeling. That's a little bit of Blue Eyed Soul. And before that, Anthony Swamp Dog Clark, Every Day I Have the Blues. Before that, you had Karen Curl, Naked J Blues, and that was supposed to be 15 minutes long, but I really don't know how long that song was because it didn't seem like it was 15 minutes, but if it was, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'm going to get right back into the music. And like I said, hopefully you guys can still hear the show, and if you can't, I do apologize. It's not on me. It's on Blog Talk. They did a lot of changing up on the studio, and I really don't know what the heck is going on, but I'm still going to keep you guys, you know, happy with the music, and we're going to get right back into it, okay? Here we go.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah, yeah. Before, no, no,
yeah.
I just wanna tell you right now that
ooh,
I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me, yeah.
Thank you. other than your wife. Your wife, how would she feel if she caught us together? The same way I would feel if I caught you with another.
When you really love someone, give it up. So hard to do. Used to mean so much. giving up. So hard to do. I've tried. But it just ain't no use giving up. So hard to do. I said I've tried, but it just ain't no use. My light of hope is burning dim. But in my heart I pray that my love and faith in the girl
this man. I don't even have a job. And I can't buy his clothes, pay his car note, and I surely can't keep money in his pocket. But I can give him what he needs when he needs it. And that's all he expects from me. I can give him love. don't know what you're gonna do. But he's been giving me what gift from you. Woman, don't woman. Ooh, that's the truth. From his woman to you. Seems like
okay, I'm sorry. I have an apology to make, but I'm going to give you these songs and then I'll make my apology. That was From His Woman to You, Barbara Mason. Before that, Donnie Hathaway, Giving Up. Soul Children, I'll Be the Other Woman. Gatermouth Moore, Somebody Gotta Go. Before that, at the top we heard Etta James, a.k.a. Miss Peaches, Something's Got a Hold on Me. And when I program my show, I only programmed it for 45 minutes, so that's my mistake. But anyway, if you can still hear it streaming, hopefully it is. But if not, next week I will make it up to you guys. I am sorry again. But that's how things go. We're human and we do make mistakes. And I made my mistake and I admitted to it. So hopefully you enjoyed this evening's show. Hope I played something that you liked. And if I didn't, you can submit me anything that you'd like to hear by sending it to gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And I will play it. With that being said, I hope everybody has a beautiful rest of this evening. Today, tomorrow's a day off, so hope you enjoy that as well. See you guys next week right here, same place, same time, on Gil's Blues Joint. I hope you all got your drink on and your eat on as well. You know the mission is free, too. This show was a little slow this week, you know, because I'm not really feeling Blog Talk after they did all these changes. But anyhow, hope you enjoyed it, and good night, everybody.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
more than you'll ever know.
Then I'm walking away.
Open up.
Open up your heart.
Radio show on the internet.